Hello, RMU. Welcome to Pittsburgh, to the last episode of Pittsburgh's News with Ryan and Charles. I am Ryan Jacoby.
And I'm Charles Stockhouse. And I see you're a little choked up there, Ryan. It's okay. We'll make this. I get to see you in, you know, like 3 weeks or something. The break is just much too short.
Yeah.
But like still so long.
Yep. Like I said, this is the last show of the semester since next week is finals week. So Charles and I have to be focused on that.
That's debatable. I mean, okay, I have a couple tests, never mind. I was going to say my finals consist mostly of projects, but that would be a lie.
So first thing we're going to do before we get into the discussion is announce an unofficial new airtime that Charles and I have planned for next semester.
Sorry, I got the drum roll going too early. All right.
It's going to be Thursdays at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, woo! Yeah, I know, the crowd really goes wild. Tell me about it.
Yep.
I don't want to blow out the microphones.
Yep, we tentatively have, Charles and I have tentatively have planned Thursdays at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work out, then what other day do we, or you said preferably not Friday, because apparently people love their Fridays too much.
I'm done at 10 o'clock with my classes on Friday, so I can go home like really early.
Oh, what a nerd going home, gosh. And then there's what, Wednesdays maybe? I don't know, we'll figure it out. But either way, Tuesdays, there's a lot of T's. Thursdays at 2 o'clock, ooh. All right, anyway, so yeah, that's what we'll be doing on our show. So, Ryan, yep. Can't wait to see you then. Yep. Or at another time, patent pending.
Yep. So the first thing that's coming up, the Best of the Berg tour with Christmas lights is coming.
Oh my gosh! What is the Best of the Berg? And what, you're gonna have a tour and it's gonna have Christmas lights?
Yeah, it's pretty much a Christmas tour around a tour of Pittsburgh with Christmas lights, but it's for 2 hours. You meet at 1049 Penn Avenue at the Convention Center in downtown.
Downtown Pittsburgh, if anyone was wondering, you know, on Pittsburgh today. I'm kidding.
There is, it's a little expensive. It's $20 a person.
All right, let's have a talk here, Ryan. Is it really expensive, or is it college expensive?
If you're a college student wanting to go on that tour, definitely expensive.
It's college expensive, yeah, I would say. I wouldn't say regular expensive. That's like a night out, you know, I mean. You know,
yeah.
Classic night out, you know, you get dinner and a show. That's $20 for dinner. And then, well, I guess it's $10 a person for dinner, usually, and then $10 for whatever you see, usually. So it's about $40 for a night out. So, I mean, this isn't that bad. $20 for, what, 2 hours?
Yeah.
And you get to see pretty Christmas lights and stuff.
Yep. This is a recurring event. So you can go pretty much whenever you want, I guess.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's awesome. I thought it was only a one-time thing. So if it's recurring, I mean, that's great. You can get down there all the time. Well, not all the time. Did you know the dates of when to get down there? Oh, we have a link again. See, Ryan, this is why you got to plan better. I got questions I need answered. I'm so selfish. Anyway, so...
Yeah, there's no date planned on here, so... That's why.
I'm going to highly doubt there's no date planned on the line. But anyway, all right, I'm going to look real quick, okay? But while we do that, I have to ask.
Here is this December 7th, so tomorrow.
Okay, there you go. It starts December 7th. God, was that so hard?
Not really. Okay. But anyway.
Way to be a jerk. I'm kidding. Sorry, Ryan, though. But speaking of Christmas lights, are you a fan of, the silver ones, just like the white Christmas lights, or are you like the colored Christmas lights?
I actually like both.
All right, look. All right, I get it. Diplomatic answer, okay? But you can only have one or the other.
All right.
What are you a fan of? I mean, I understand. Both are neat looking.
I have to go with the colored lights because, like, every single year, ever since I've been born, my family and I would always put colored Christmas lights on our Christmas tree.
There you go. All right, yeah. I, too, prefer the colored Christmas lights. I don't know, they add that pizzazz. Like, this new modern, like, Christmas tree they're going for with, like the blue and the silver. It's okay. It looks cool, but it doesn't scream Christmas to me. It screams, hey, we're classy and we're modern. And it's like, I don't like that because Christmas is an old tradition.
Having a classy Christmas.
Yeah, classy Christmas. Those are the kind of people I feel like have, like, steel fireplaces as well, and everything's just, like, stainless in their houses.
Yeah.
Even though I know everybody does like a blue and silver Christmas tree.
Yep. And speaking of Christmas lights, Kennywood is also getting their holiday lights up.
Woo!
Yep.
I just want to ask, were you waiting for a response or were you just adding dramatic timing?
Unintentionally, but
okay, all right, cool. So it was a little bit dramatic timing, a lot of woo. Okay, anyway, but anyway, so Kennywood Holiday Lights, go.
Yep. It is happening December 8th, 9th, 10th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 22nd, 23rd, 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th.
That's a lot of days, Ryan.
And all those times are going to be occurring between 5 p.m. and 9 p.m.
Whoa! Are you going to make it down there?
Maybe sometime during Christmas break.
Sometime during Christmas break? I mean, you got a lot of days. I mean, what is that? We get off, what, the 17th? So 1, 2,
15th. 15th is the last day for everybody goes home.
Yeah. 8 days.
Yep, and there are 2 million lights hung up around the park.
That's impressive.
Yeah,
I don't know even like to fathom what 2 million looks like.
Yeah, it's
big. Yeah, yeah. I know. I mean, I wasn't gonna try to ask you to describe. You'd be like, all right, so this is what 2 million looks like. It looks like 2 million birds. I was like, thank you, Ryan. Really informative. Yeah, so 2 million lights is a lot. All right, but speaking of lights again. Do you like the thin ones or the fat ones?
Probably the thin ones.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. The thin ones are nice, I guess. I mean, they're more what's around nowadays. But I don't know. Those, the thick, like, bulb lights I like a lot. I don't know why. There's just something about them. I think they, like, let off more of a glow.
Yeah. It really gets the holiday festivity mood vibe in place for you.
Nope. I got it. They look like candy. That's why.
Yep.
Do not eat those light bulbs. They are not candy. Glass will hurt a lot if consumed.
Yes, it will, and there's a glass dish in here.
There's not glass. It's porcelain.
All right.
All right, so listen. I brought it up because I was eating life this morning out of the bowl. I didn't have cereal. I had cereal. I didn't have milk, so I just put it in that bowl, and I was munching on it while we came over. And like once I got to like the volleyball courts, I was done with it, and I was like, oh, now I have a bowl. So I had to carry the bowl around because I'm not just going to throw a bowl out. That's rude. It's not my bowl either, but it's a nice bowl. Anyway, speaking of bowls, though, right? In nice bowls, in class, in a night out, let's talk about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah, the segues are weird.
Yep. For those of you who are elegant music listeners.
Or if you just love to jam, Trans-Siberian Orchestra really jams, yeah. I gotta say.
Yeah. They are playing at PVG Paints Arena Friday, December 22nd.
Oh, my God, really? That's weird. They usually like play at like an actual theater, but the PPG Paints Arena, that's like a concert, like a real concert.
Yep.
Whew.
Yeah, so if you plan on going, you better get your tickets.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know. They might probably be sold out already. I mean, it's the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, man. Do you know how amazing they are?
No, how amazing?
They're like, all right, what's your favorite musical act?
Probably A Day to Remember.
Okay, so if you take A Day to Remember, right, multiply it by two. You got Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They go harder than A Day to Remember.
Yeah.
I poop you not. Yep. So it's in 18 days. $45 for a ticket. Holy God.
Between $45 and $81.
I mean, that's a nice price range, though, because I assume like you're going to be sitting anyway because it is like a concert, actually. But still, $45. Jesus.
Yeah, so if you want to go for the cheap prices, make sure you can find a seating area that's cheap.
Which is only still $45. Yeah. It's a lot of money, but I still gotta say, still well worth it. Because I mean, even like I went to bring it back, went to A Day to Remember concert. It was also like $40, and that was just at Stage AE. So it's worth it. Go get the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's like what do I want to say? If you know Lindsey Stirling, do you know Lindsey Stirling?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like Lindsey Stirling, but better and more.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just awesome. I can't say it enough.
So go check out the Trans-Siberian Orchestra PVG Paints Arena December 22nd. So it's the Friday after everybody departs RMU for Christmas vacation. And for any of those RMU seniors who are graduating, congrats to you all.
Are we doing that? Yeah, good job. Woo, you made it.
Yep.
I am excited. Good going, kids.
So
I said kids, they're whatever.
Yep. And speaking of which,
how is this speaking of which? All right, my segue was super weird, but this is just like speaking of which, so we're going to speak of seniors? No, we're going to segue, Ryan. God, all right, so speaking of RMU, right? What's like one of the best, what's the best sports team in RMU?
The hockey teams.
You're darn right it is. Speaking of hockey, there's a segue, Ryan.
Yep.
God, get your head in the game.
I got to work on my segues.
Jeez, man, anyway, talk about hockey.
Yep. The My Hockey Tournament's 2017 December Steel City Cup is coming up.
What is the My Hockey Tournament? I mean, does that... What, you got another Google link. Come on, man. You got to know. I mean, I know... You even write sports. You should know sports.
I know.
God, you, is this a Google map? What is this Google map?
Oh, wow. I was looking at the directions for this earlier. I'm like, this is really like not my week.
You fool! God, all right. Let's take guesses then. While we actually look, I'll look this up. I'm gonna take guesses. So MY, that would probably be like men's youth, right? Even though men's youth sounds weird.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is just not my week. Something happened yesterday, which I'm not gonna get into, but it's happening at the Ice Castle Arena which is at 990 Castle Shannon Boulevard in Castle Shannon, PA.
Yeah, so it's Ice Castle. If you, for all you middle schoolers who may or may not, I don't know if you're actually listening to this, but anyway, while you were all in middle school, you probably went to Ice Castle if you lived in Pittsburgh, because that's literally what everyone did. I don't know what this, it says girls, so girls, boys, so it's, yeah, it's youth hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's youth hockey. Go watch some kids play some hockey. That'd be fun, you know? Yeah. If you're a scout, go scout some kids. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
They're way more talented than I'll ever be, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm really a terrible skater.
Yeah, last time I tried to skate, I almost broke my ankle, so I'm not going back there. And I've never broken a bone, so I'm not going back. I'm not going to test my luck.
Yep, and speaking of sports stuff, for all you baseball fans out there who like the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yep, that was okay. It was good. Yep. Got there.
Yep. Pirate Fest is coming up this weekend. For the first time, it's actually going to be occurring at PNC Park instead of the David L. Lawrence Convention Center downtown.
That seems odd to me. Why would it not be at PNC Park?
This isn't the first time at PNC Park. It's normally held at the Convention Center downtown.
Except that's just really weird. I mean, like, you have a whole, like, stadium. Is it a baseball stadium, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you have a whole stadium. Why don't you just have it there instead of, like, the convention center? Plus, you got to pay the licensing fees to get to the convention center. Why don't you just use the stadium and save the money?
Well, they probably do it so that people don't go freezing outside.
Okay, now that makes sense. Okay, no, you're right. Yeah, there's no insides. Yeah. You got me there, Ryan. Got me there.
Yeah, and as for why they're not using the convention center this year, it's my guess that there's already a convention scheduled for that weekend.
Well, what convention would be scheduled, man? For December 9th at 12 to 6.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what convention will be scheduled there.
All right, we're going to schedule a convention. All right, I know it might be too late, but we're going to do one. All right, Ryan, what convention are we scheduling?
What convention are we scheduling?
Yes, what convention are we scheduling? We have December 9th to schedule a convention. What are we doing?
I don't know, maybe an architecture workshop? I don't know.
An architecture workshop. Okay, all right, no, I'll take it. Okay, so we're going to make an architecture workshop. This, see, you know, we're bringing it back around to the beginning. All right, so we're going to do an architecture workshop so we can build a 23-story building with 22 stories of that building being a club and the 23rd story being a kitchen.
Yep, gotta get all the food.
You gotta get, well, not all the food, but you gotta get the talent, you know, because if we have an architecture convention, clearly we're going to draw everybody who is a good architect. And good architects, of course, make good architecture. And good architecture, that's what makes our business boom.
Yep. And it's going to be a year. It's always a year-round thing. It's not a seasonal business.
So. Oh, yeah, of course it's not a seasonal business. God, well, that would be silly. I mean, what? You're going to act like Dairy Queen? Oh, it's winter. Is Dairy Queen closed in the winter? Yeah, Dairy Queen usually closes in the winter. Oh, it's winter. We're not going to sell ice cream. It's like, no. You should sell ice cream. I still need a blizzard.
Yeah. And plus, you got to sell milk for people who want to have milk.
Do you know what? Dairy Queen doesn't sell milk.
Yeah, it does.
Nope. No?
Well, I know it's a gas station. I know that.
Nope. Nope. Dairy Queen is it just sells ice cream, man.
Yeah, I am. This is where so are you? Not my week.
Are you thinking? I don't even know what you're thinking of. What gas station has dairy in it?
There is this one. There's this gas station up where I am from called Dairy Queen.
I don't know about that, man. All right. Give me it. All right. Where's your hometown?
Syracuse, New York, and
Syracuse. All right, hey, salute to you as well, good sir. All right, so Dairy Queen and Syracuse. I
could be wrong. I'm likely very wrong about this. So,
no, Dairy Queen store locator locations. Dairy Queen plans. I don't know, because it's a grill and chill. Yeah, no, see, I'm not seeing anything here, man. It might be true, because I do see a lot of things that are like, make sure it's not like Dairy Princess or Dairy Prince. I don't know. Either way, all right, so weird place. If you're from there, Orion, you go back, let me know. I'm going to need a picture to believe you, because I'm a Dairy Queen fanatic.
Yep.
And I feel like I know a lot about Dairy Queen.
I was
probably a little
in
bit too
Syracuse
much.
At the end of October, but I do not know when I'm going back again, so...
Well, whenever you do, you find this gas station and you tell me all about it.
Yep.
Punk.
That was a really I will take a picture big... and show it to you, but I cannot show it to our audience out there because this is radio, not TV.
No. We will describe it.
All right. All right, we'll describe it then.
Yeah. Come on. You can't just exclude visuals from radio. What are you doing with your life? But anyway, speaking of going home and doing with your life... See, now that's what we got to work on, though. We can't just do, speaking of segues, it's got to be, I don't know. We just got to work on that, like, as a unit. We got to get better at that.
Yeah.
But anyway, life. What are your Christmas plans, man?
My Christmas plans? I don't have any tentative plans yet, so maybe we just go home and just chill and do stuff and finally get some sleep.
You're not getting sleep?
I've been a little bit of a night hawk lately.
Yeah, a night hawk. I've never heard that. That sounds a lot cooler, though.
Yep, and phone is ringing.
Yeah, do you want to answer that, bro? Well, we got an answer. Oh my God, it's a caller. Answer. I don't know how to do it, Ryan.
I don't know either.
You're the producer.
Hello?
I don't even think that did anything, Ryan.
I honestly, God, don't know what I'm doing.
My God. We're supposed to be professionals. What is this? Our cover's been blown. Run. Go.
This is my first time handling a caller on the air.
Clearly, we're just so popular. We get callers, right? We should know how to do this.
Yeah, it was a wireless caller, man.
Wireless. Right. The call was coming from inside the house. But yeah, so houses. So you're just going to sleep a lot. It's usually night out, but night hawk sounds a lot cooler.
Yeah, and it goes again.
Jesus Christ. You guys are super. You're just everybody in there, you're great. I'm loving what you're doing here. It's just gonna hang up again, or you can't. How do you? Come on, Ryan.
Hello?
Yep. Doesn't hear anything. This is going great.
I pressed the button, man.
You pressed the button. What button?
The one that was blinking the light.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe just getting cranked, call, bro. It's Scream again. Calls coming from within the house. Scary Movie 6. Whoa.
All right, since having a little phone drama.
All right. Anyway, so you're just going to sleep, night hawk, night owl. We've been over that. Anything else, though? Like anything family-wise, like any traditions?
When it comes to Christmas Day, I am going over to my cousin's house because I do that every year.
Okay.
Yep. She actually lives near Mount Nebo.
Cool. Just give out her address. Why don't you? Yeah. I don't run the show, okay?
So, tell me, Charles, what are your Christmas plans?
My Christmas plans, so I'll go probably eat some cookies. That's probably usually what I do. Spread some cake, make some fires, hot cocoa. Hot cocoa is the best, man. What kind of hot cocoa is your favorite?
Probably just standard with marshmallows.
Oh, God, that's so... basic person. Oh. Have you ever had white chocolate hot cocoa?
I'm not really a fan of white chocolate.
Oh my God, get your life together. Come on. Jeez, why are we...
You're going to have to drag me against my will and treat me to this kind of stuff.
Why are we together, Ryan? You don't like hot cocoa? Well, you like hot cocoa. You don't like white chocolate? Like you're basic with the chocolate chips? Oh, I can't even.
You're going to have to help me out here, man.
Jesus, man. And you think Dairy Queen sells milk, which they might. I don't know. But still, okay, but anyway, so white chocolate cocoa is my favorite. But have you ever thought of drinking raspberry cocoa?
No, because that doesn't sound very appealing.
Right? I don't understand why they ever did it. Land of Lakes used to do that for the hot cocoa, and it would never get drank in my house, because seriously, raspberry hot cocoa? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I guess, like, it's if it was dark chocolate and raspberry, it might work, but I just don't think in hot cocoa form.
Yeah, if you're trying to be creative and really like raspberries and cocoa, I mean, go for it, but...
Yeah, but other than that, I watch a lot of Hallmark movies, because they're...
Got Freeform's 25 Days of Christmas.
Oh, that is Freeform's 25 Days of Christmas. That's good. My favorite from that is, what is that, Holiday in Handcuffs? That's a pretty fun one.
It already started last week.
Well, we're missing out then.
Yeah.
Why didn't we have a Christmas movie night, Ryan?
I don't know, man.
I mean, we had a sleepover. We ran some zombies. I braided your hair.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't watch Hallmark together. Come on, I gotta cry with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'll still have the room for it. My roommate's about to depart my dorm room. So
all right, good job, Carlton. Wait, is he graduating?
Yeah.
All right, good job, Carlton. But anyway, so yeah, I do that. Watch the Hallmark Channel. Christmas Eve, I go to my one side of the Stockhausen side of the family, and then Christmas is the Daly side of the family, and then New Year's actually is my family. Got a big family, as most people do. And then other than that, I watch a lot of cheesy movies too, like Christmas themed movies. I guess I should say, like Power Rangers Christmas. That's my favorite. Speaking of Power Rangers, what's your favorite Ranger?
I don't know. I honestly, God, don't know. And yeah, I watch a lot of Japanese toku series. So
Japanese Tokyo. What is Japanese
toku?
Oh, toku. I'm sorry, God, man.
I'm sorry, man.
Don't get so aggressive.
I'm just clearing that up for you.
What is Japanese toku?
There's Super Sentai, Kamen Rider, Ultraman. There's Garo, which I don't really watch.
Okay, I have no clue any of that. See, I do watch Japanese shows, I guess, sometimes, but I stick with the Americans, like Power Rangers, because it's simple. Was it animated or is it live action?
Live action.
Oh, man, that's cool. See, I haven't seen too many Japanese shows that are live action.
Yeah. So, but anyway, yeah, Charles has clearly more exciting plans than me.
Yeah, I'm going to watch movies on the Hallmark Channel. So exciting.
Yep. Yep, gotta have those Hallmark channels.
Yeah, you gotta cry at least once during Christmas if you don't. Jesus, I was so worried right there. Oh my God.
I'm sorry, man. I just had to do that.
That was too realistic, man.
The fake cry simulation on the air.
Yeah, we should get a soundboard. Just of everything you've done this semester, we should get a soundboard. You ever considered acting? Because clearly your crying works.
Not really.
No, never considered acting?
No.
There was a pause there. I feel like you've considered it at some point. Did you audition for something and not get the part?
Again with the phone. I'm getting another call.
Oh man. Way to back out of the question of, oh, do you audition for a part and not get it?
Well, I did get a movie offer during the summer.
Wait, whoa, what? These are things that you bring up, right? What movie offer?
For the PR movie that aired this past summer.
The PR movie? What? Oh, wait, what? You were offered to be in that?
As a background character, yes.
Why were you not in the Power Rangers movie?
Because it occurred during the school year.
I don't... You take that chance, man. You don't give up on that. Doesn't matter if you could be an extra. If you could be an extra in any movie, you take that opportunity.
Yeah, it was just before school started.
You're a golly gosh darn fool. You've got $100. Listen, Nick, I don't listen. He did. It's ridiculous. I don't know.
Oh my God. I never intended to reveal that secret, but yes, it's true. I got an offer to be a part of that.
Dear, Ryan, and you tried to be so coy about it.
Yes, that was literally meant to be a secret.
How would that be a secret? That was the opportunity to become like something in the acting world, perhaps. No. I don't know. And plus, if you were an extra, probably would have gotten at least like $100 or something.
I was thinking, are you for real? Like, did the movie already finish filming?
So what? Maybe they needed credit scenes, man. If you were in the credits, that'd be even cooler.
I don't know. I mean, the producers, he left me a voicemail saying he saw my toy reviews on my YouTube channel and he thought I'd be a good extra for it, so.
I gotta start reviewing toys. If I can be Power Rangers, God, that's amazing. Anyway, now that we have all of this secret out in the air, I am clearly not cool enough to be in your presence, so I am going to have to do something awesome this December to be even, near you. So, with that, I think it's been a great show. We've learned a lot, especially about Ryan's fame. I can't believe you. And I have to add a little bit of stupidity.
Yep. And this is like literally not my week because I literally have like a bunch of stuff happen.
That's all right, man. It's all right. But I think this is the icing on the cake that you didn't accept a part. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for watching or not watching, listening today. Ryan, it's been great. Can't wait to see you next semester.
Yeah, we'll be back on the air.
Yep. And I'm going to have to, like I said, just do something really awesome so I can come back cooler than you. So to all of you listeners out there, toodaloo, we love you.
Yep. Thank you all listening for this semester.